Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. Joining me is my co-host Lucky Theris. Wish all of you a wonderful Friday morning. And remember, today is the 17th of April, 2026. I guess all of you are enjoying the blessed holidays that we've had because of the Sinhala and the Tamil New Year. I do have lots of cricket news for you for a change. But let me start off with what's happening in Australia, where Sri Lanka women are playing against the Indian women in the under-19 version of cricket. And a short while ago, the Sri Lankan under-19ers batting first against the English were 108 runs for 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. But they will be disappointed because, mind you, at one stage, they were 40 runs for no loss. And I guess the girls would be a bit disappointed. But I'll keep you posted on what's happening in that game with a full detailed report on our podcast tomorrow. And also at the Surya Vabha International Cricket Stadium in Hambantota, we had the first day's play in the first test between New Zealand A team and the Sri Lankan A team. It was a wonderful game of cricket. Sri Lanka was struggling on 194 runs for 5 wickets, but all credit must go to a brilliant comeback by the Sri Lankan middle-order batters. And it was Sonil Dinusha and Ramesh Mendis who managed to help Sri Lanka to a total of 324 for 7 wickets at close of play. Lahiri Udara made 61 and Sonil Dinusha still at the wickets unbeaten on 90, and Ramesh Mendis made 48. Right, first and foremost, let me also remind all listeners that New Zealand, the national team, is in Bangladesh at the moment, and today it'll be the first ODI between the two sides, New Zealand versus Bangladesh. And we all know that Bangladesh has had a big change at the top in their administration. Right, we also have another important game coming up, that South Africa women will take on Indian women at Kingsmead. So something to look forward to. But now I come to a game of cricket in the IPL, which was played yesterday at the Wankhede Stadium. Remember, Mumbai Indians, being coached by Mahela Jayawardena, five-time champions, faltered yet again. And what a disappointing day as far as Mumbai Indians are concerned. Having some fantastic national players in their side, I just can't figure it out as to why they are faulting in their approach this year, 2026. But come to the result straight away. Punjab Kings beat Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets, the main scores. Mumbai Indians, 195 runs for 6 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Quinton de Kock made 112, the South African opening the batting in 60 balls, 8 boundaries, 7 massive sixers. Look at the strike rate of 186. And Nama Dur, who made 50, very lucky that while he was on 6 runs, a sitter was dropped at short fine leg by the Indian leg spinner Chawal, but he made took advantage of that and went on to score 50. As far as the PBKS bowling was concerned, Arshdeep Singh, 3 for 22, wonderful left-arm seamer, but none of the other bowlers were impressive because Mumbai Indians made a decent score, 195 for 6, but their bowling was poor. And Punjab Kings got there easily in 16.3 overs, almost, I would say, 4 overs to spare, isn't it? And they got to the target, losing only 3 wickets. Prabhshishan Singh made 18, 39 balls. And Shreyas Iyer, the captain, a superb 68. Looks very good indeed. Now, the feature is Jasprit Bumrah has been spoken about as the best bowler in world cricket. We still remain with that tag. Was wicketless for 41. And Deepak Chahar, just 2.3 overs, was carted for 45 runs. So Mumbai Indians on the back foot here. Hard Mohamed took 2 for 31. That's what they got to write home about. And even Thakur, who played for India as a seamer, just picked up 1 wicket for 42. Now, the game coming up in the IPL today is Gujarat Titans versus Kolkata Knight Riders. I want to wind up by saying it's been a disappointing season for Mumbai Indians. I mean, you know, the most wealthiest franchise in the IPL, they have so many talented players, can't get their combination right. If you look at the side, I mean, you have Surya Kumar Yadav as a batter, Tilak Varma, Rohit Sharma, and I'm talking about the Indian batters, and these are all top national players, isn't it? And also Jasprit Bumrah, one of the best bowlers. So with that type of team, they simply can't get their act right. That's something that will worry the Ambani family, one reckons. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Piris this morning. We're going to spin you a long record because today is a holiday. I've selected something and I sincerely hope all of you will enjoy the music on offer.